USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some surprising information coming from a new COVID study. The CDC announcing yesterday that almost 75% of over 400 people infected in a recent outbreak in Massachusetts were vaccinated. The study also finds vaccinated people who are infected have just as much of the virus in their noses as the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling Fox News yesterday, as challenging as the Delta variant is, it's still beatable.
I continue to be humbled by this virus. And the best way to stop a new variant from spreading is to have less virus out there. And the best way to do that is to get people vaccinated and to mask up until they are.
Dr. Walensky also said the Biden administration is looking into a federal vaccine mandate. She later tweets, though, that there will be no federal mandate. Efforts to extend a federal eviction moratorium fail. House Democrats hoping to extend the moratorium before today's deadline don't even get to hold a vote. The House now in recess for 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Notes taken from a phone call appear to show former President Trump pressuring Justice Department officials to publicly question the results of the 2020 election. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney yesterday releasing handwritten notes taken by a DOJ official during a December 2020 call with him, Trump, and former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. According to the notes, Trump told Rosen to say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me, that being Trump. Maloney says Trump directly instructed our nation's top law enforcement agency to take steps to overturn a free and fair election. A Texas Republican, the nation's newest federal lawmaker, Congressman Jake Elzey, sworn in yesterday after a runoff election to replace the late Ron Wright. Elzey credits his campaign's positive outlook for the win over Wright's widow, who is backed by Trump.
At the end of the day, it comes down to what kind of campaign do you want, what kind of vision do you have for the United States? And I'm a Reagan Republican, and I believe in our brighter future for tomorrow.
He tells CBS News his priorities will be the military, the southern border, and federal spending. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A top Democrat blocking a bipartisan effort to get to the bottom of how COVID started. Here's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not a fan of holding hearings to discuss the origins of COVID-19, and Republican Congressman from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, disagrees with the Speaker.
But right now, Nancy Pelosi is playing hide and seek. She doesn't want to get down and figure out what's really going on and what happened. This is a massive, massive pandemic that is affecting everybody around the world, and we're just letting China literally run away with it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Republicans have pushed Pelosi to hold hearings to investigate the Wuhan lab, but she calls this practice a distraction. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Democrats may try to put immigration reform into the infrastructure budget bill. Here's Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill, it could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.